Well, here we are on Seek the Truth. I trust that you are well. Thank you. If you listen to this regularly, we do appreciate it. It would be good to get some feedback. You can feedback through the website, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can email me at stepcar61@gmail.com. It would be good to hear from you and get a little bit of feedback. We're doing Dr. Luke's diaries at the moment. We're working our way through the Gospel of Luke to see the record that Luke preserved for us about the life of Jesus Christ. And today we're reading a verse or two in Luke chapter 12. Let me read it to you. Jesus says to these people, "Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, neither hid that shall not be known." And then the Lord Jesus goes on to say in verse 4, "And I say to you, my friends, be not afraid of them that kill the body, and after that have no more that they can do. But I will forewarn you, whom you shall fear, fear him which after he is killed has power to cast into hell. Yea, I say to you, fear him." The Lord Jesus is saying a very dramatic thing. Our tendency in life is to be very aware of what other people think, and to be very conscious of their opinions, and to maybe mould our thinking and our behaviour in light of that. But the Lord Jesus is saying, fear God, not man. Remember that God is in heaven. Remember you are accountable to him. Remember he made you. Remember that he has said there is a day of judgment when he will judge the world, and he will do it righteously. He will do it justly and fairly. But do remember that the fear of God means this, that you realise that you need to be right with God, and you realise that as you are, if you die in your sins, then where Jesus is, where God is, there you cannot be. But do remember that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. Fear God, not man. Make sure today you're right with God. Your sins are forgiven. You have peace with God. And if you want more information, why not go and listen to some more of these messages? Or if you'd like to read in more detail, go to my blog, which is Finding the Missing Peace, P-E-A-C-E, blogspot.com. I trust God blesses you. And as I said, if we can help you further, please let us know. Thanks for listening.